بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قَلَا تَصُفُّونَ كَمَا تَصِفُّ الْمَلَائِكَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَكَيْفَ يَصِفُّونَ يُتِمُّ الصَّفَّ الْأَوَّلَ ثُمَّ الْأَوَّلَ الذي رحمه الله عليه used to teach us how to sit at the majlis. Complete the first row, and when the first row is complete, then you start the second one. And then when the second is complete, then you start the third one. So I think this is quite enough to make us understand. Complete the first row. The second thing is, you don't keep a big distance. It's about 2 meters enough to from the Sheikh to the Murid. Or on this side, on my left wing, I was surprised. I was talking to Murana Ahmad Jiva. So now he's the Imam of the top masjid. So sometimes we discuss now bayan, etc. So he's explaining that you can't even talk to people by alluding. And they say, don't talk roundabout, talk straight. So he's even if you're talking a bit straight, not too straight, don't catch on. You see it exactly. You on the right come and sit here. Because now, if you're supposed to speak a little bit roundabout, it's clear, but not too clear. You'll find a musalli coming and asking, why did you mean this? Should we do this? So the understanding capacity of people generally has gone down. Understanding capacity, what it used to be then sometime, but it's not that. The purpose for coming here, see when you're starting a kitab, then they tell you what's the verse and the ghayat. What is the purpose? And then what's the procedure? Two things. They show you the purpose. Then, number two, what's the procedure? How do you go about it? So this morning, my mind was going on that. People came, and obviously they leave the comfort of the home to gain something, right? So first, to understand what you came for. You came for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, to enjoy a special relationship. Tazkiya, although there are other works of khidmat, works of ibadat, now we've come for tazkiya. And that tazkiya brings about the relationship, as the verse says, قَدْ فَلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Now this tazkiya, what is the procedure? How do you plan yourself? How do you work yourself? So you get different types of people coming. Someone is coming just for ibadat. So we will not look down upon the person, but we will not imitate the person. We will not despise the person, but we will not imitate the person. He's come for ibadat. What he's come for? Ibadat. You can make out now, it's just a few days in Ramadan, the man will come, he'll do his ibadat, and he will carry on. Perhaps he will find it more convenient in a certain surrounding. So he sits, does his ibadat, and he carries on. Very good, mashallah. So that person will not imitate, not emulate. If it was your purpose to make ibadat, then you didn't have to come here. You came for something else. If you came for something else, then what have you come for? So then define what you've come for, and you know what's the procedure. If you come for tazkiyah, then procedure is different. So when you're talking about procedure, I'm talking about procedure not specific to any particular khanqah. This is like a general rule throughout. If you want to progress, then what do you do? So Maulana Rum Rahmatullah gives one line, says, مرد حال شو قال رب گزار مرد حال شو پیش مرد کاملہ پامال شو. He says, you want to reach, you want that special affinity with Allah Ta'ala. And many a times, most people, what happens to them, they fall down on the path. They don't make it. They are going the path, but they don't make it. You will not say that they have lost out, but they didn't achieve what you're supposed to be acquiring, you didn't achieve that. You tried, but then you got confused. And when you got confused, you fell by the road. You got somewhere, but not the full road. You haven't got that special affinity, that special ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. So that you haven't achieved. So you get this class as well. So I'm showing now the different types of people. One person came for ibadat, he's doing it. One is Muhajir ibn Qais. He's got some other worldly motive that he came for. But he had to come here because he'll get that at this point. This Muhajir ibn Qais came for Umm Qais. But now to get that Umm Qais, he had to make hijrat. So therefore, he had to make hijrat. So we will not say that he lost out, no. He got, but he didn't get the ultimate, he didn't get the actual thing. See, so ibadat, you got Umm Qais. Now you came for something else, so then you came for what you came for. That's why the beginning, the student is shown, right? This is the ghars, this is the khayat, this is the mawzu. He's shown all that. When he's shown all that, now he knows the path. You got a picture of what is to be done. So here they say, what? Qal Rabba Guzar. Now, all the years you had been a student. Student, what was his work? To learn concepts, to learn certain statements, to apply yourself, etc. That was the work of a student. So, your whole mawzu, your whole exercise, was to learn certain concepts, be it in a dini environment, or be it in a dunya environment. But when you are learning a certain science, it is just to learn that science, to get an understanding of the science. So that's the whole theme, learn the science. Going to university, what are you going for? I'm going for BCom. What are you going for? Medicine. So that's the whole science that you're going to acquire. So you know, yeah, what you come for? You come for tazkiyah. So first understand what you've come for. Then, what's the procedure and how do you go about it? I came to do medicine, then I said, alright, this is the itinerary for the students doing medicine. This is the plan, the whole plan that you must do. So here in tazkiyah, understand now what's the itinerary. Can you do your own thing, or you need to draw up an itinerary? So if you don't draw up an itinerary, maybe 2 years will pass or 20 years will pass, but you won't have achieved anything. So then what you came for? You came for some environment, you came for a little bit of a charge. Now they say you came for a little bit of a charge. Because the charge is gone plus. So that's the end of the person. But now, if you come for something noble, something great, then your mind must be right. And then, your mind is right, your behavior will show what's your mind. See? So what he says, that the first condition, first primary condition is, qal rabbu guzar. See, now you're learning these concepts, and you were carrying on your life. Imtihan came, the exam came, and you passed in your exams. Exams came, and you passed. So they promoted you. But now in tazkiyah, that's not the imtihan, that's not the whole trial. It's more or less like the imtihan, the trial that Ibrahim alayhi salam went through. Ibtala Ibrahim rabbuhu bi kalimatin fa atammahum. Allah tried him. But now he completed, he perfected. So what was the trial there? Was the trial, see, in a madrasa or a school or a university, you learn certain concepts, right? So it's a test on your memory sometimes. It's a test of your understanding. So more or less two things they test you out, either in your memory or your level of understanding and grasping. So this is the two things that they will test you. You can, your memory is sound and you can grasp things well, and they will promote you to the second year and so forth and so on. You become a doctor, become a lawyer, become an engineer, whatever. Become a mulana, become a hafiz. So how they'll test you? They'll test you on your memory, on your level of understanding and grasping. So once you can grasp the thing right, then they'll promote you. But now, the imtihan and the exam that Allah took of Ibrahim alayhi salam was it the type of exam that we go through? So I have to explain these things, because sometimes people don't understand. And then, on my side, when I feel, but for it, people are coming here from wherever they're coming, then do they know what they come for one? And then, if they don't know, do they inquire, do they find out? What have they come for? If nobody has found out, then it becomes a duty to explain to them what you're coming for. So he knows now what to do. You came for Hibs now, for example, right? You came to the madrasa for Hibs. So you're sitting in the masjid alone and you're learning. You will not say that he's doing the wrong thing. Will you say he's doing the wrong thing? But will you say he's following the procedure? No. He's not following, because he's next student, performing namaz, what is takbir ula, taking the Quran Sharif and he's learning. But is he following procedure? Not following procedure. And if he's not following procedure, what will happen? Will his tajweed come right? Will his hifz be right? Will his sabak will it be right? Everything will be haywire. Everything will be confused. But now, for him to progress in that hifz, what he requires to do? What he requires is that he puts himself into a class. Number one. Number two is then, he must conform to the requirements of the class. What the ustad will explain, what he expects, that conform is agreed. Tajweed is right, sabak is right, sabak door is right, and door is right. After a period of time, inshallah, you'll be successful. Normal. 99.9% of the student is successful in that way. He knew, or he came for Hibs. So he put himself, he chose a class, and he put himself into the class. Thereafter, he conformed and agreed. So the ustad was capable and he is agreeable. So you need to see two things. The person that you are referring to is capable. And am I agreeable or not? So I'm agreeable and he is capable. So now then I must just close my eyes and move on. Put on my blinkers and then move on. Like the student is going to compare these 10 classes here, that class, they do it differently. This class, they're doing it differently. Had I only been in that class, it would have been better for me. So what will happen? What will happen was, na idhar ke rahe, na udhar ke rahe. You don't belong to this class, then you don't belong to that class. You're losing out here, and you're losing out there. So you see, so in a class also, it requires a certain mindset. To be just there focused. توحيد مطلب in تصور say توحيد مطلب. So you can't be looking this side, can't be looking on that end, just on your matlab. You came for a certain work, so you're just focused on your work. You're not getting distracted and attracted to anything else. A lot of things happening. This Adadiya carrying on, this Qirat class carrying on, Imamat boys carrying on, everything's carrying on, but what have I come for? So first we have to determine what you have come for. you've come, you know, you understand what you come for now. There's a whole procedure now, see. You saw the whole environment. The environment seems to be very nice. But you come for some work. Right? So you can't be attracted to anything else. Say, for example, your mother has sent you to get milk, right? She needs to make the tea for the children in the morning. There's no milk. Now, you're looking in the shop, there's so nice cakes there, and such a beautiful cream, fresh cream they got there. And here they got pastries there. And you're getting attracted to all that. And now the mother is waiting, right? She has to feed the children, give them tea, send them off to school or madrasa. Now you were stuck into all that, it took you 2 hours. Now the mother is very disappointed. I sent you for this. Mom, but you don't know what pastries they got there, what ice cream they got there, what chocolate. You only worry about tea. I had to pack the children up to school without having tea. They didn't have cereal, they have tea, and they just packed them up. Who asked you to get stuck into this? It was good, all was good. But I asked you for a certain work, to work for a certain purpose. So I must understand what's your work, what's your function. See, in the whole Khanqah, what's your function? He says, Qal Rabbukza. Now, the madrasa mindset limits. Qal Rabbukza. Because it was just about learning concepts, showing your memory, etc. That was the whole exam all about. But now, if you look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, was it just about showing concepts? Or is it just showing about showing your understanding, level of understanding? No, there's something else. So Atammahun, he completed, he passed the exam, flying colors, he passed it. But now, what was the exam and how he passed? So it's about 4 exams that he went through, right? 4 trials he went through. One was against his own family, to leave them. فَلَمَّا أَعْتَزَ لَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And then he says again, إِنِّي بَرَاءٌ مِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ. Right? إِنِّي بَرِيٌ مِنْك. Right? Different place in the Quran. قَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا What? وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. إِنِّي بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. See that? So that was the first exam. See, the first exam now, to dissociate, break away. He understands, the Ibrahim Islam understands what Allah Pak wants. When he understood what Allah Pak wants, then Allah Pak didn't have to spell it out to him. Understood that this is Allah Ta'ala's side, this is Shaitani's side. Rahman, Shaitan. So, therefore, Allah, when He spoke about Ibrahim Islam, He says, فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Now, Hanif, what does it mean? Hanif, the comprehensive meaning of Hanif, is to be dedicated to one, to leave everything else, to be dedicated. Ek taraf ho jana. Sab dusron ko chhod karke khuda ki taraf ho jana, to be dedicated to one. So when you say you're dedicated, then dedicated, what does it require? I'm devoted, I'm dedicated. It requires a certain behavior. It requires a certain conduct. To find a certain style, right? Then you see, no, this person is dedicated. He is devoted. Now, how you understand dedication and devotion? So you must come to Talimuddin in the month of Imtihan. Right? In the midst of the Imtihan now, main papers are coming up, Qari Sharif coming up, Tirmidhi Sharif coming up. Right? In the speeches, say, I got a party at home in Amjinto. So I got a party there in Madamsburg. It was comfort. And Razakal, I'm all right, I'm comfortable. Won't you say this? But you know that party is sunnat, you know. Dawah is sunnat. Yeah, inshallah. You know it's sunnat. But now today, there's a greater sunnat I'm doing here. What sunnah I'm doing for us here? I'm going to fail here. Wrong. See that dedication. That's called dedication. Your affinity to the thing shows that you dedicated, you devoted. But that's all right. Are we coming to your party also? And there's a party here there also. Then can you see you dedicated to the work? Devoted to the work. Can you say that? You are the, I'll show another example, right? You are studying in the madrasa, you're a student, right? So simultaneously someone gives you a dawah. Someone says, I want a car, you know, I'll take you for a ride. Someone says, no, I've got some work in Joburg, I want you to accompany me, wait for that. The third person, no, you've got a walima, you know, join us for that. Right? Are you a student or you are working for the company? And one day you say, no, today I'm going, my friend bought a Ferrari, so I'm going for a spin. And the second day, you know, there's a walima on, I have to go for the walima. And the third day you say, you know what? The friends are going for a picnic for 5 days, we're joining them. Now you have to keep them happy, keep all the Muslims happy, for the dawah, the sunnah. I ask you, the boss is pious also, can he manage this? The boss is pious, but can he manage this? So one way you can see, I tell the students, that this, if there's anything that I am jealous of, there's two things. I'm very envious of, right? One is the ant. Do you see the ant ever having a picnic, taking a break? Hey, it's cracking all the time. Moving here, coming back, moving. They're dedicated on their work. What a cause, and they dedicated. You never see them shift from the cause. Did you ever see them sitting and talking, sipping cold drink, having a burger, doing a bribe? Do you ever see them do all that? They dedicated. They know what they came for. They're there, hands on. They're so united that they're moving on. Wherever you see them, they're moving, and they're moving at a speed. Not strolling also, they're moving at a speed. So this is one creature that I'm very envious of. And the second creature I'm envious of is the honeybee. That thing also is cracking, moving. They have divided their duties, right? The whole duty is divided. You be the security, so he's doing security. You be the scout, so you're doing the scouting. And you go and do the hiving. For the hiving, they need waxing, so you go and collect the wax. And we need to fill, we need to make the cells, so you do the building. And we need then someone to do the nursery. So you do the nursery, the hatchery. And someone to collect the nectar and fill the cells. So everyone is cracking. What work I've got? 24 hours, 24/7. He's not looking day, night, but he's dedicated, devoted. But now that devotion and the dedication, what it does, such a beautiful hive is built, nest is built, harmonious environment. Every 70,000, 60,000 are there, right? Bees on a single hive. And how they enjoying. But now that was a devotion. Two things. One was devotion, and one was team spirit. So two things made that possible. One was the devotion, and one is the team spirit. Now we will, the insan, the ajeeb thing of insan, he'll look at all this, he'll look at it from a scientific perspective. Yeah, see, you know, thing here does this. It does an 8 type of a dance to signal something. But hey, okay, you learned all that. How much you learned from the bee? What did you learn from the bee? You knew how they're doing, how what distance you're going to collect the nectar and all that. But what did you learn from them? Did you learn anything? Then you're worse than the bee then. You're worse than the ant. That thing has got a cause, and it remains on the cause. It doesn't move, doesn't change. So that's why the Quran says it's part of it. Take lessons. You must need to draw lessons. You see this thing here, take a lesson from it. See this one here, take a lesson from it. You won't see a bee being proud. You see that? No. And it's proud now. This is dedicated, moving. It's not stopping, not proud, not arrogant of itself. It's not that arrogant. You see the strength, you see, right? You see what this one big janaza there, right? A janaza of a cockroach. You see 20 ants, a muscle man, as a carrying in the movie. You must have seen that. But you see that? Have they been proud? A cockroach, such a dirty thing and all that. Who's going to carry this thing here? They don't know. They dedicated. Lessons to learn, see. كَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ أَنْهَا مُؤْدِدُونَ Allah is complaining about us. You just pass by that and you don't take a lesson. That's why your brother, he was here just now, and then he passed away. Do you take a lesson from this? So that's the complaint of Allah. يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا Just pass on. Like how you see a cow feeding of the field. So it's the other friend cow died. See, that thing already died. I'll carry on grazing. That is not worried. But see, this what Allah is wanting. يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ أَنْهَا مُؤْرِدُونَ You pass by, but you are not concerned. So, the point that was very, very conspicuous in Ibrahim alayhi salam's imtihan was dedication, spirit of dedication. See, the first now, he broke away, right? Then he's so dedicated to Allah Ta'ala, you know, to throw him into the fire. Dedicated. So, you know, I don't mean that, you know. I must have made a mistake now. So I didn't mean to break those idols and all that. You know, he didn't mince his words. He didn't fall. Then he didn't break away. He's got a cause, he's dedicated to the cause, so he remains there. See that? See, today what we're talking about, what is supposed to be the function here? How is supposed to be working yourself? So, he was also examined, but now then, what was the nature of the examination? The nature of the examination was, what level of loyalty, dedication you are giving? Then the two exams finish. He's ostracized, thrown in the fire, see? And he's straight, still, not moving. And the third examination comes. Go leave your infant child and his mother, leave it and move. He's at the age of 99 somewhere, got one child. Like for maybe less than maybe about 86, 87, because between Ibrahim, Ishaq is about 13, 14 years. Ishaq was born after, and he was 99 at that time. So there's a 13-year difference, not about 86 something. So leave your infant child and his mother, leave it here. Wadin ghayri zara, ghayri zi zara. No vegetation, nothing. Just leave here. And move. Again, see, he's dedicated to someone. He knows I am dedicated to someone. He will really take this move. So the third imtihan, إِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُ See that dedication, commitment, loyalty. بَلَغَ مَعَوْ السَّعْيَ Now he's come of that age where he can move about doing errands with his father. You know, that's the time his father likes. You know, I got a hand. You know, I got a hand. I can do things now. Someone. So what dream does the father have of the child when he comes of that age now he can do things with me? He's come out at that age where he can do things with his father. Then he says, Allah Pak says, now explore to him. And not batting an eye, not perturbed, not disturbed. And then he passed the knife. See? So when he passed all his exams, then apart from that, other imtihanat, like cleaning the teeth, etc., etc., that's also. But these were the main imtihanat. And all that he showed the dedication. I am discommitted, I am loyal. Then Allah Pak says, Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. Now, when you've been so loyal to me, right, then I'll have the full trust in you that at any point you didn't flinch in my loyalty, my commitment, my dedication, you wouldn't flinch. So when you didn't flinch, you didn't move an inch from that, right? So I understand, I see that in youth, carrying out my mission, you will never flinch, you will just be straight. I have the deepest confidence in you, the deepest, when I sent you for anything, you did it. So now I'm appointing you as a leader for humanity. But you see, which point is he appointed as a leader for humanity? At which point? Well, وَلَنْ أَتَّخِذَ الْمُدِلِّينَ عَدُودًا. What? لَمْ أَتَّخِذَ الْمُدِلِّينَ عَدُودًا. Quran actually says that the one that is misleading, I won't take him as an arm. He can't even do my work. So he himself is off. When he's off himself, then what expectations, what hopes can I have of him? So you see this imtihan is on the imtihan of loyalty, on the imtihan of dedication. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was he completed all that. When he completed, then Allah approached him. So now, this is that type of imtihan, loyalty, dedication. And now that loyalty and dedication, Rumi captures it. He says, Qal Rabbu Guzar. Don't misconstrue. You're misconstruing like the imtihan that you have at a madrasa, at a college, at a school, and a university. You are taking it for that type of an imtihan. This is not that imtihan, it's something else. What he says? Mard Halisho. He must become a man of hal. Must become a man of hal. When we talk of hal in the qawwali, you know. Uske par hal chad gaya. He's jumping and doing everything. So we think now that's hal. That's the only hal we heard of. One person is always getting hal. So that qawwali, they will consider it, you know, to be a real state of the art qawwali if someone got hal. He's jumping, shouting, all that. So if nobody got that hal, say, it's not kya tha, kush nahi tha. There was no fireworks. If there was fireworks, someone is jumping, shouting, all that. It's really, really, it was something worth it. So now, when Qari Sahib came in, and then Qari Sahib got the hal. He's jumping, all that. And nobody can bring him under control. So one ordinary person said, you know, I got on Tawis for that. I know. One, I got on Wazifa. That Wazifa looks like a wonder. So anyway, he went, and the Qari Sahib is jumping high, and tearing his clothing, all that. So he went and whispered that Wazifa in the ear. To whisper that Wazifa straight away came right. Like Tajni or Tashawdi. Like that. So they asked the person, why, what was the Wazifa, you know? So I can't just give that Wazifa that. That's a secret that I can't give it. The insisted, said, oh, I'll give it. So what was the Wazifa? I said, Qari Sahib. He whispered in the ear, Tumara Paijama, Piche se Phata Hua Hai. Your trousers is fully torn from the back. That we hear that, the heart, everything. So we misconstrue it. We feel that heart, this is what heart refers to. Heart refers to something else. Now, for that heart to come in, what is required? Peshe marde kamila paamal sho. You first have to find the Allah wala, right? See, like you're going for his class or whatever, you see that the ustad is capable. Right? If you see people going to Amzin twice, you're not capable. Then, it's not just the capability, then it's your dedication. The Qari Sahib was very capable there, but you not committed. Will you see the results? On one side we saw the capability, on the other side we saw commitment. When both went hand in glove, now you saw results coming out. But only the capability, no commitment, didn't see it happening. So, peshe marbe kamila paamal sho. In English it will translate, before the kamil, capable, just give you an easy translation. Before the one that is called the keeper, he is Allah Wala. Right? Then you must become like a doormat before him. Give you like a literal translation. Become a doormat. So why like a doormat? Doormat is trampled, dusted, trampled, dirtied, walked upon, everything. But does it ever complain? Hey, but you, how can you put so much of dust in me? I'm so clean and so cute and looking. Look at the design. You just went to the mud and come here. What's wrong with you? Does he ever complain? Hey, you came here. Come here. 11 o'clock at night. Is this the time to come? And I was in such a nice, smooth mood, you know. And you coming and dusting yourself here. Does he ever complain? So, peshe marde kamila. Pamal show. See that? Now that's the precondition. And I'm showing you, it's the precondition in any khanka. But this, the making up, the makeup will be maybe different here, different here. But if someone knows about khanka, now sometimes we are just pretending to be khankas. We don't know exactly what is the goal, what is supposed to be required. One is where you know what is. So it's a different thing. See, khanka is not like a supermarket. Right? You got a cold, take this and go. You got a cough, take this and go. It's a different thing. See that the whole hal has to come right. Now understand the hal. See, I showed this now. And I showed you the hal. So this hal, you get to understand when there are stories, when there are illustrations. The illustrations make the thing clear, all right. This is what we want here. I gave you the formula, right? Peshe marde kamila pama. I gave you the formula, right? Now after the formula, now how does it work? How does it work? Now understand how it works. So let me give you a few incidents that come to mind. I'll show you, inshallah. Hazrat Muwatthani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, after his formal studies, he went to Makkah Mukarramah to live with Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Stayed about 6 months in the Khanqa there. And one day he comes to Hazrat Hadi Sahib. He says, I saw a dream of a Turkish buzurg. I remember correctly, the Turkish Buzurg's name was Khalil Pasha. This Turkish, that's the name, type of name, Pasha, or they have Effendi. Right? Effendi they have, and Pasha. So that's quite popular in, there's another name also, it's quite popular in Turkish, Turkey, right? But there's two things, Pasha and Effendi. So in his dream he's seeing this Turkish buzurg, Khalil Pasha. And someone is telling him, you know, there's a buzurg here, why don't you go to him? So Hazrat Muwatthani says to the person in his dream, you see, I understand a buzurg and a sheikh as a guide, right? And I have got a guide. When I've got a guide, then what's the need for me to take another guide? I've got a guide. He's capable, he's reliable, he's trustworthy. So I've got a guide. Now, I've got someone, then why must I take the second person? I know he's reliable. I know he knows his work. He's quite thorough. He's got a lot of experience. His success rate is very great. So I know all the qualities in him. But I know the one I said here, is there a need to take another guy? So anyway, one says, I relate to the dream too, is it? more Tanvi Sabram, more Adi Sabram in the morning. This is the thing. The classic of saying, halat, you explain. Right? So, it's my halat, I saw this, you know, this is what I explained in the dream. So, Adi Sabram was quite happy. It was a reflection of his mind. See, I got a sheikh, my trust must be in him, confidence in him, must conform, right? So the same thing came in the dream. Trust, confidence, emulation. Can you see that? I got a sheikh. When I got someone, why must I take someone else? Is there a need to duplicate? Why must I duplicate? If I duplicate, I'll complicate. If I duplicate, what's going to happen? I'm going to complicate. I got one person. Now, I take the second person and the third person. What's going to happen? Will it complicate or not? I'm going to complicate things. So, I don't need to take any person, any second person, any third person. I don't need to take. But, again, now look at his thoroughness. You know what I say then? I went and related the whole thing to Hazrat Hadi Sahab Rahmatullahi. This was a dream. Now, I have to verify that my behavior in the dream was right. Or is there a lesson for me? See that how I was thinking. Is there a lesson for me? Did I say the right thing in my dream? Do I need any correction? So that he kept himself under scrutiny. And he kept himself under scrutiny, so he says exactly what happened. See that? See this, this is Peshe Marde Kamila Pamalcho. One story to you, this whole formula that was given by Mahrum Rahmatullahi, how it works. Peshe Marde Kamila Pamalcho. So the Hadith says, happy with the answer. He says, yes, what you did was right. But now look at Hadith Sahib's instruction. But as per my instruction, now go and meet him. See that? As per my instruction, you wouldn't have gone on your own. And you shouldn't have gone on your own. But now, as per my instruction, now you go and meet him. See that? But the story carries on, but this is just what I want to do. Share with you. Peshe Marde Kamila Pamalcho. Now, to support this, there are a lot of stories just to support the same thing. Hazrat Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he is the revivalist, Mujaddid, of the 13th century. Like Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was amongst the Mujaddideen of the 14th century. In one zamana, you have several Mujaddid. Sometimes you have a Mujaddid for Tasawwuf, you have a Mujaddid for Hadith, Mujaddid for Tabligh, Mujaddid for fiqh, you have for every zamana, but you have a group of Mujaddideen. So, Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah was more or less a Mujaddid in Jihad, right? He was a Mujaddid. The Tasawwuf and in Jihad, he was the Mujaddid of the time. Now, his story comes up like this, that he left Rai Bareilly, that's what his hometown, to come to Delhi, to learn at the feet of Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So, when he's admitted himself to the madrasa, they ask him to read a kitab. Everything's like blank. But look at something else, you can read, you can see. Look at the kitab again, blank. So Shah Sahib Rahmatullah had that sight. Said, Sahib brother, aap isko chhod de, tu to kisi aur khidmat ke liye paida hua hai. Leave this out. Allah Pak has a different program for you. See that? It doesn't mean if the child can make it for the madrasa, then he is a write-off. If he is not suitable in a madrasa, or is not suitable and capable at a university, the school, then he's a write-off. Sabitin. He's not suitable. So he's a write-off. When we are in school, you know, for one boy, very thick, very, very thick. I think it was grade 7 or grade 8 or something. So, that boy was so thick, the teacher felt sorry for him. Gave the examination paper, everything, this is the paper, this is the answers. 1-2 days in advance, yet he failed, still he failed. But today, the same person, not exaggeration, that same person, had about 20 accountants working for him. Really, I won't mention his name, right? But he's got about 20 accountants working for him. He's got about 3 legal men working full-time for him. Right? But you see now, what we said is a write-off. He can't make it, can't manage it. School, university, can't make it, can't manage it, right? It was that poverty also. He didn't have a decent handkerchief to clean himself. And today, the same person that was so backward, see, Allah turned it around for him, right? So, we are talking about that Sayyid Sam. So he couldn't make it here. So, as a Shabul Azizab didn't say, hey, you are a write-off. You are not worthy of anything. There's not two kisi or khidmat ke liye paida hua hai. You have been made for some other khidmat. Saw the person very well. And then he initiated him in bayat. Now, there was some function, whatever, at Shasab's place, perhaps a walima or something, I don't know what's exact. So they had to put up a small tent outside the house. Okay. The roof of the tent wasn't coming right. It wasn't coming right because of a tree coming in between. So Sayyid quickly, he rolled up his sleeves, put up his pants, he climbed up and he just straightened it, to see that it's right. So, Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib, that is Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib's younger brother, unko ye dhaj bahut hi pyari lagi. He liked this. He caught his sight. Man, here, see what he's all puzzled and perplexed what to do here. And without hesitation, the friend just went out, even straightened the whole thing up. So he told his brother, ye Sayyid Sahib ko mere sapur kar de, main iski talqeen aur taaleem karunga. Referring to me, just hand him over to me, I will instruct him in the soul. See now, and Sayyid Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, when he's being transferred, you're not complaining, hey, I came to you, I didn't come to this person here. See the level of dedication. So you're talking about dedication. I showed you just now, the first story, what was the whole theme, Bayam al-Islam? Dedication. Commitment. Right? The second story, was more Thanvi Sahib Rahman, dedication, commitment. Not shifting. That's called Tawheed al-Matlab. That's like the condition. You know, to get a building, we need a foundation. No foundation, can you put it up? So Tawheed al-Matlab is like that, it's so important. No foundation, can't work. You come up a little bit, you break. Why there's no Tawheed al-Matlab? Your mind is wandering here, that side, this side, everywhere. So there's no Tawheed al-Matlab, so you don't find a consistent, you don't find a consistency. So the Tawheed al-Matlab is like the foundation of the building. Imagine this building with no foundation. Can you stand? Can't stand. So anyway, Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib Rahmatullah took him to his masjid. You will sit at this spot here, and this is the wazifa, the zikr that you must do from this point to this point. Carried on. And do this from this point to this point. So Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib was passing that way after 5 months or 4 months, and he saw it was a heavy storm, raining, pouring. But he sat at the same spot, itminan ke saath apne maamoolat ko pura kar rahe, without being disturbed the slightest. He just sat at the spot and is completing his wazifa. So Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib asked him, hey, itne zordar barish اور تم بیٹھ کر کے تم اپنے وظیفے اوراد کو پورا کر رہے ہیں. Such a heavy storm, and you are so relaxed, composed, you just complete your work. So, Hazrat Ali ne tajweez farmaya tha, Hazrat had suggested this spot. So, Shah Sahib Rahmatullahi was very, very impressed. As Mautami Sahib Rahmatullahi says, he gives the story, he says, Yahi miftah hai. Suluk here. This is the key to suluk. A man has entered, you see. He's entered the gate already, his corner. But you see this dedication. You see that commitment. Dedication, commitment. He is there. He's given himself, so he's given himself properly, correctly. See, I gave you two stories now to show what type of mind is required. And that type of mind is like the foundation. Without that foundation, you can't carry this thing here. You can't progress. So this thing has to have the foundation deep, is to be rooted for that thing to take on. There are other two incidents, but let me just show you. Sometimes you feel a little bit reluctant to say this story because there's all types of people here, right? Someone has got a mind that he can put things in place. And someone, his mind is, his head is square, you see. When his head is square now, so the point gets stuck in one corner. Can't move. One, he's got a mind that he can level it out, he knows how to level it out. And one doesn't have that mind, so it gets stuck in one corner. Now, see, why did I do this? How could I do this? Now I have to make mugs mari, break your head with that person. Gangoi Savarkar has mentioned the story. One person came to a sheikh, not to a sheikh, an ordinary person. You know, I came for my Islam. So he had rocked up with some scoundrels, you know, scoundrels playing on the road, all that type of people. He doesn't know. He's coming from the sticks, so he doesn't know town life. So he met up with these people, I came for this. So they said, all right, we'll play a game with this person. So they referred him to one of the bigger gangster. He's met up with these people here, they referred him to one gangster. The gangster also now, he knows that game now. So he said, is this the time to come for Islam? So he showed him one dead mango tree. Dead, absolutely dead. Dead, that thing is all. Make out, it's dead, finished, no life. But for 5 years, that thing is just drying up. No leafing, no branching, nothing. Drying up. No fruiting, no leafing, no branching, nothing. So he says, when this tree begins to fruit, then you come to me. Work on the tree, and when it begins to fruit, then you come to me. So I came for Allah Ta'ala. And this is the work that was assigned, I must just do it. I mustn't ask now, hey, how can this dead tree ever be revived? And how can the stupidity, the making he's ridiculing me, playing a mockery with me. Thing. You would have thought of all these ideas, you know, making a mockery of me, poking fun of me, what they think of themselves. I came for such a noble and a high purpose, and this is what they're doing to me. So, he went for whatever instruments he required for the instruments and he's working. So the owner of the tree is very move away from here. This is what's wrong with you. So no, I don't need your fruit. I just need to revive this thing here. Because it's the instruction of my sheikh. So he seemed like a bichara. They allowed him. He worked 1 year, 2 years. By the third year, that thing just start branching, leafing, and by the 6 month, fruiting as well. So when everything happened now, after 2.5 years, so that person that instructed, you know, so he's conformed. When he's conformed, he came with fruit. In the meanwhile, key for an attraction. Deep attraction, irresistible. Irresistible attraction he found. He went in that direction. There was the mashwara of the Qutubs, Abdals and Ghawse and all that. Was it seated there? An Abdal normally is a replacement, right? A person doing some type of a spiritual administration, but Abdal Badal, right? So he's a replacement. So they're having a mashwara, the person that passed away now, who should be the replacement? So the Amir of the mashwara, the host of the Kutub of the mashwara, he says, all right, this person seems to be the right kind of candidate. So now, they're appointing him. So he came back, he's appointed already, he came back to take his instruments and give it to the owner. So as he gives it to the owner is surprised, hey, this tree was dead, and the tree is so beautiful, the branches are so excellent, and the fruit is like more than import grade, you know? It's better than import grade. So he went to return it. So those people are telling him, Shri, you remain with us. You know, we are giving you one roti for the day to see to your needs. Now we'll double your salary, we'll do everything for you. No, I got no need to do all these things here. I came here for a purpose. And that mission is completed and I need to leave. I'm not attached to your wealth or any type of a material remuneration. That's not my purpose of being here. It's something else. I came for something else. That has been accomplished. But now you see that first incident, second incident, third incident. I'm sure you can't be so thick that you can't understand the third Jamaat al-Bab. Yeah? Can you? Can you be so thick not to understand what's the third Jamaat al-Bab? You know, Bukhari said, work it out. The dedication, the commitment, the loyalty. Putting that blinkers both sides and just carrying on. Same thing, one fourth incident comes to mind, read Maurice Mutala's kitab, the story is last incident. Same with the whole theme is the same thing. I tell you, whichever buzur, whichever zamana, but that's the bottom line. Peshem, Marde, Kamila, Pama Ashok. Well, you can't be. And now person, he's got that urge now, must create a special bond, ta'aluk, taskiya with for Allah Ta'ala. So now, he's thinking now, he's coming from the sticks. So he's thinking where to go. So he thought, alright, there's a small, there's a maktabiya, there's the only thing that I see. That's about Islam and deen. It's the only thing that I know, I can't see anything else here. So he went there. Incidentally, the ustad had gone off to the toilet or something, or whatever other work he had gone out. So he had small children now, children about 10, 12, 13 years of age. So I came for this purpose. Came to. Now the children at that age, right, playful, or to make a mock, ridicule a person. So I came to create a ta'aluk with Allah Ta'ala. So, you create a ta'aluk with Allah Ta'ala like this. Oh, how you do it? No, you must hang up, hang yourself up. Feet upwards, head downwards. The player, real, the children, you mustn't get stuck with them. They make a mockery of you sometimes. Even the shaitan also doesn't speak. Shaitan went in the form of a donkey, you see. Children are playing, you call Talimuddin field. So that donkey went. Shaitan came in the form of a donkey. So the children saw the donkey, they caught the donkey. One is on the neck, one is on the back, one is everywhere. 10 children is ganged up. And one last child got no place. So he got a piece of wood, he stuffed it somewhere, he sat down. Shaitan says, hey, children, you can't be clever with this. They'll do the worst things. So that's a childhood mentality. You can't take them too serious. You stop them from the naughtiness, but it's in their tabiat just to have some fun and whatever else. So now you hang up upside down, and you must say these words. But you know the word, who's Bugura something. What it means, card bull. Must just repeat that word. It was nothing to do with Allah, Akhirat thing. But now he's got the mind. When I came to a religious institute, the people here, this is what they instructed me. So this is the way. So according to his understanding, he did. See that Qaryatu Salihin story? According to his understanding, he did whatever he did. After that, it's the decision of Allah Ta'ala. That person that asked his children to burn him up to ashes, he did according to his understanding. Allah looked at everybody favorably. So he went, he told his wife, came home, yeah, I went, and this is the instruction I've got, so you tie me, help me, tie me up to the ceiling. My head was been down the whole night. And he's repeating those words. They say within one night or two nights, Allah Ta'ala ko poncha diya. What type of spirit and heart he must have come. Now he goes to the madrasa again to thank them, you know, that you taught me the road. So he is a jahil, illiterate, doesn't know anything. What do you mean you thanking us? So you showed me. So I read from Hidayah. He's a jahil, he's reading Hidayah, giving the explanation like the ustad will give. Not the ustad of the ustad is giving. Reading Quran Sharif, the qirat of Qari Dawud Sahib will have to learn that type of qirat. Qirat, fiqh, everything. He just mastered the thing. But you see what Allah wanted. Is kulna lil malaikati isjudu li adama. That's what he wanted. That's the point. That dedication, selfless dedication, not asking. I made up my mind that this is the person. Then whatever he says from there, I'm not going to move away. So you give that level of dedication, then Allah Ta'ala opens the way. But are you going to be flinching? Are you going to be looking here, hither, thither, etc.? Or you focus on what you have come for. So the person that is instructing, he must be capable. The learner, he must be dedicated. Now, then it's like a match and a box. Then you get an inferno. Then you get the light of Allah Ta'ala just shooting out of his heart. But if that box is all wet, or the flint on the match is wet, can it work out? It can't work out. Yeah.